Guard to the Seven Seas. Come in.
Bill grabbed the phone. Listen carefully, he said in a quiet, determined voice. This is God's own truth. I repeat, this is God's own truth. The remains of the dog we discovered last night have started to grow. It's growing as we look at it. It has covered the entire island as far as we can see with fur. Stinking yellow and black fur. We've got to get word to Washington before they open up the satellite. The same thing could happen there. Do you understand? I must get in touch with Washington immediately. There was no mistaking the urgency and near panic in Bill's voice. The Coast Guard returned with,
We understand you, Seven Seas. We will clear a line directly to Dr. Killian in Washington. Stand by.
With his hand shaking, Bill turned on the standard broadcast band of the portable RDF. A voice cut in,
Latest reports from Walter Reed General Hospital, where the first human-manned satellite ejection chamber has just been opened. All leading physiologists and physicists were assembled at the hospital by midnight last night, and plans to open the ejection chamber at 6 a.m. this morning were moved up. The chamber was opened at 4 a.m. Eastern Standard Time today. Our first report confirmed that volunteer moon traveler, the man in the moon, Robert Joy, was no longer alive. Hope had been abandoned for him some 80 hours previous, when recording instruments on his body processes indicated no reactions. Of scientific curiosity is the fact that though dead for more than 3 days, his body is in a perfect state of preservation. Flash! We interrupt this special newscast for a late bulletin. The body of Robert Joy has begun to shoot out unexplained appendages, like rapidly growing cancerous growths. His integument appears to be enlarging, growing away from his body.
Hello, Seven Seas,
broke in the ship to shore.